Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The five former Memphis police officers charged in the death of Tyree Nichols go to court today to formally face charges over his beating death.
This is the first time we're seeing those five former police officers in person in court after the beating death of Tyree Nichols. Their arraignment this morning are for charges of second-degree murder, aggravated assault, aggravated kidnapping, and official misconduct.
ABC Steve Osunsami, three fire department personnel, and one additional police officer have also been fired. A suspect is in custody and under investigation for two shootings in 2 days of Jewish men leaving synagogues in Los Angeles. It's a travel mess for international flights into and out of New York City's JFK Airport. Terminal 1, which handles international flights, suffered a power outage. And for a second day, flights canceled or diverted to other runways or even other airports like Boston, Newark, or Dulles outside of Washington, D.C. This is ABC News. President Biden, at 80 years old, the oldest ever sitting U.S. president, getting a clean bill of health in his latest checkup. His doctor said he's vigorous and up to the job. The hunt is on around parts of Texas after a loud visit from a long way off.
Echoing through the Rio Grande Valley and captured by security cameras, a meteor that NASA says could have weighed half a ton blazed out of the sky on Wednesday. South Texas Congresswoman Monica De La Cruz.
Due to the tremble in the earth and the noise, it scared our residents.
Radar indicates that fragments may have fallen near the town of Mission, but local astronomer Teviot Creighton has his doubts.
A lot of times it just blows up in the atmosphere and there's not much to find.
That's not expected to deter hopeful meteorite hunters. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
We are pulling out the plastic a lot. A new report says all told, Americans are carrying nearly $1 trillion in credit card debt. That's almost $6,500 for every family. Brian Clark, ABC News.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Authorities in southeast Wisconsin blame yesterday's snowstorm for a 30-car pileup on Interstate 41 near the Washington-Dodge County line. Three people were hurt, but they're all expected to pull through. It took 7 hours to clean up the mess. Republican state lawmakers say they'll start from scratch and draft their own state budget rather than work on what Governor Evers proposed this week.
Certainly the budget's going to look different for where it ends the process from where it started. But, you know, I mean, certainly there's going to be areas of compromise and consensus.
That's Senator Andre Jacques of DePere. The budget is now in the hands of the Joint Finance Committee. In sports, the Bucks beat Chicago last night 112-100. Milwaukee's 12-game winning streak is the longest in the NBA this season. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Wisconsin's spring primary election is Tuesday, February 21st, and your local Civic Media radio station will be tracking the results.
Special live coverage starts at 7 p.m., and News Director Terry Bell, with a team of political experts, will be following which candidates, both local and in the state Supreme Court race, move on to April.
Spring primary election coverage live, Tuesday, February 21st, starting at 7, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Circle Kennel Club reminds you, have your pet spayed or neutered. Get regular checkups and vaccinations. Be sure your pet always has fresh water and never leave a pet unattended during extreme temperature weather. Proper care, diet, and grooming will ensure your pet a long, healthy life. This message is from Circle Kennel Club, located at 1040 Circle Drive in Green Bay. You can give them a call at 920-429-2300. Visit online at CircleKennelClub.com. That's CircleKennelClub.com. Check them out on Facebook. They're urging all pet lovers to neuter or spay.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit, we're in shape, we are tight, we are muscular, we are attractive for our ages, and we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And they...
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Friday. That's Fridays with my co-host, Sandy Williams. Gary from Sussex. Thanks for waiting, Gary. Thank you very much. You say what?
Well, first of all, I respect both you guys. I like listening to when Sandy Williams is on the air with you. He's very smart. I love listening to CJ. I agree with about 99% of the things that he says. I kind of disagree with his attitude. I think he's got to learn to kind of calm it down and let people talk without talking over people. But the thing is, you know, he brought up, and I'm not calling about reparations. I'm talking about the Supreme Court. But he did bring up the thing about the reparations. And why don't you spend an hour in reparations and then let him call and talk about it? I'm challenging you on that. And I think CJ would enjoy it. Matter of fact, it'd even be better if you brought him in the studio and then the two of you guys could go at it right there in the studio. I think that would be really entertaining. And you know what? You know, I know, and Sandy knows that CJ is really good for ratings. First of all, I used to call you about, 4 or 5 years ago. I used to be the most hated conservative in Wisconsin. CJ's taken my spot, so he's it's like a tag team. And I'm kind of on the sidelines now, and he's out there in the middle of the octagon fighting for me. But as far as the Supreme Court, you know, I'm concerned with the fact that Janet Posasewicz, already lent her hand out and said how she's going to vote. I mean, on her first day, she's going to try to get rid of gerrymandering. She's going to make sure that the
shouldn't people want to get rid of gerrymandering?
Yeah, the thing is, that's fine if you want to get rid of it, but you can't, as a judge, go out there and say before the trial how I'm going to rule. I mean, that's insane. That's crazy. If I listen to the United States Supreme Court people, and when they're sitting there interviewing these people, they're asking them questions. How are you going to vote on this? How are you going to vote on that? Well, they all skirt it. They all skirt it. Even though that I knew everybody else, you know, most of the conservatives want to get rid of Roe v. Wade. But they never said they're going to do it. They always skirted around it. You cannot go out there and say that this is how I'm going to rule, this is how I'm going to rule. She has to sit there and say that she's going to, you know, if she does get elected, which I doubt if she is, but if she does, she's going to have to dismiss herself from any of those rulings because she's already lent her hand out to everybody. She's tipping a scale, not with a thumb, but with a fist.
Look, I get it, man. Let me respond to the first thing first. You know, CJ may be good for, you know, radio in some, you know, interplanetary way of thinking. But trust me, I don't need CJ for whether or not we're going to do fine on the radio show, right? I think we can do that fine without CJ. CJ is not the guy who moves the ratings of this radio show or the radio station. He just doesn't.
Actually, I have one question, Gary. That, you know, you talk about
sure. The
idea of devoting an hour on the show to reparations. Reparations isn't being talked about very much. And it strikes me that asking a black candidate about what his position is on reparations is more designed to declare and remind everyone that the candidate is black than it is to talk about an issue that people that's ripe in everyone's mind and is a source of great concern. I mean, we aren't seeing it debated. We aren't seeing serious efforts at legislation associated with it. You know, we hear people talking about it. We hear people in the black community suggesting that it ought to occur, but it's not the issue on the front burner. And so the idea of asking a black show host to sponsor an hour on reparations strikes me as simply focusing on the notion that the show host is black or that the candidate is black, because no one else is talking about it. I go to cocktail parties or I go to places and people are talking about political issues. Nobody's talking about reparations.
Except for conservatives.
Except for conservatives who want to raise it as if it's a red flag for people to be afraid of.
It's raw meat.
Yeah, but the thing is this. It's not talked about a lot, but it is.
Okay, if it's not talked about a lot, so why would
No, but the thing is, Earl.
Well, listen, Gary. Number one, reparations is not going to happen. If it was going to happen, it would have happened a long time ago. Black people understand.
I agree.
Black people, wait. Black people understand, and they know that's not going to happen in this country, right? Not in my lifetime, not in my children's. So why are we talking about it?
So, I mean, you know, to me, it strikes me, Gary, just if you think about it, I don't think you want to be a divisive person, but it strikes me that issue is designed to be divisive because it's really kind of a fictional issue. It's theoretical. There are people who wish for it. It rises to the level, I think, of wishful thinking on the part of folks who would like to see some form of justice achieved, but it's not a ripe issue. And so to bring it forward strikes me as being an effort to, like, weaponize a term, reparations, which really is not aimed at the issue of reparations. It's aimed at the issue of black and white.
Well, yeah, because it's going to create outrage among some whites who will become outraged. Well, you know, slavery happened a long time ago. And what are we talking about?
Well,
that's what that is. That's the purpose of that conversation. What?
Listen, I called up not to talk about reparations. I even said that.
Yeah, but you brought it up.
Talk about no. I only brought it up because CJ.
I know that's my point.
Well, but
wait a minute, Earl, and then you said this is the Earl Ingram show. This is not the CJ show. So I just said, well, why don't you just bring it up and put him on for an hour and let him talk about it? But I only brought that up because of the fact that you shut him down. I just wanted to talk to you guys about the Supreme Court and about Janet Posobiec tipping her thumb on the scales. That's all.
Oh, okay, so, look. You want to talk about Judge Janet Protasiewicz, putting her thumb on the scale, but you haven't talked about Judge Bradley putting her thumb on the scale. You haven't talked about the other conservative judges.
Wait.
What do you mean? Wait, what?
Judge Kelly? You're talking about Kelly.
No, I didn't say Kelly.
What? You said Bradley?
Yeah. Judge Bradley. Justice Bradley. You know who she is?
No.
She's a conservative Supreme Court justice. You don't, Rebecca Bradley. You don't know who she is.
Oh, okay. That, I thought you were talking about the candidates, Bradley.
No. Oh, okay, come on.
Yeah,
well,
I mean,
let's, you know, let's... Yeah, because we got other callers.
I do think you looked at it directly, though, because you did say that everyone understood what the position was of conservative candidates for the U.S. Supreme Court on Roe, for instance, but they wouldn't answer the question. So, you know, whether someone is truthful and answers the question or whether they aren't truthful and don't answer the question, you know, you're right about judges needing to be careful about whether they tip their hand with respect to a particular case. But so, you know, I don't know whether she went beyond the boundary in terms of needing to recuse herself. But the fact is that she's taking an honest approach to presenting her position rather than a secretive one.
And the truth of the matter is, she's not a Supreme Court justice right now.
Well, I mean, people who are candidates have to be careful about playing their hand on what they're going to do. I don't think she stepped over that line, but you know, the caller is right about that issue generally. But it's kind of a disingenuous issue because at the U.S. Supreme Court level, it was the elephant in the room. Everyone knew it, and everyone just danced around it.
Garrett, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Curtis from West Dallas. Hey, good morning, Curtis. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Good morning, your guest. I love you. I love you, both of you. Listen, all I can say is my opinion is that the conservatives will call and throw talking points that they're talking about on another radio station, but they want to spin the narrative to make it look like you're going to talk about reparations. But the whole thing, the only reason why they say it is because I do see Sandy's right. They steer up the Republican base, and when they get agitated, they start talking about it. But the bottom line is with the Supreme Court, they had no problem. The conservatives had no problem when Trump put the three of them in office. But now all of a sudden, we want to try to balance the scale in Wisconsin. We have to balance the scale in Wisconsin because the way Scott Walker did in 2010, that right to work and all this other stuff, we have to change it back because otherwise the poor people, the working people, poor people in Wisconsin have no choice. No chance, no choice to do anything. They have to get out and vote. That's why I went door-to-door last weekend. But we have to get out the vote. Because if they don't get out and vote, I feel sorry for the next generation and the women of tomorrow.
Curtis, man, thank you very much for the call, man. I appreciate it. You know, Sandy, again, to somehow wind up having a conversation about a caller. Because after all, that's what CJ is, no different than any other caller. And so the fact that, you know, he has cheerleaders and who I agree with 90-some-odd percent of what CJ has to say. I get it, man. I do, man. My only thing is if CJ would follow what every other caller does on the show, then I wouldn't cut CJ off. But CJ gets more than a fair opportunity to speak for a guy who never follows the directions of what it is we're talking about.
Well, you know, we talked a couple of years ago about how it was that we wished we didn't have to talk about Donald Trump all the time because he was simply talking in with notoriety and what he wanted was notoriety. And I would simply say that we might be doing the same thing here.
Yeah. I agree. Got to go to a break. Hang on the phone lines. We'll be coming back to you after the break. 844-967-2789 is the number. It's Friday. Fridays with Sandy Williams. We'll be right back.
As to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Rick Smith Show.
where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Clear skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 26. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight. Lows dip down to about 21. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 39. A dusting of snow Sunday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 13.
Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified and then I see the look in your
turn
eyes.
Turn around.
Sandy, I'm trying to get to the...
I thought you wanted to dance. It's taking a long time.
Yeah, I wanted to get to where she hits it. You don't remember this?
I do. She gets into her...
Yeah, I was trying to get to that point. I didn't know it was going to take so long. Anyway, 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. It's Friday. It means Fridays with Sandy Williams. Let's go to Eric. Hey, Eric, how you doing, man?
Pretty well, Earl. Hello, Sandy. Hello, Earl.
Yeah, hello.
I just that was Bonnie Tyler.
I know who she is. I was trying to get to that place, but we didn't get there.
She kind of ups the...
Yeah. She had a cool song, I Need a Hero, or something like that, too. But anyways, that was just like a two-hit wonder.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Well, that one was a great one.
I'd like to ask, you know, and I think this is a good point you brought up, both of you, about kind of over-amplifying voices on the air, and that's why it seems to me, and no offense to Sandy, but because he can be involved in this as well, but your shows where you have, like, local guests talking politics and policy and rights and things like that are by far the most engaging shows, and I'm sure you guys would agree. These ones become kind of like... You know, bashes. You get the supporters of the regressive callers. You know, the fellow regressives calling up and saying how they support or don't support this or that, and it just becomes this back and forth. My question, though, on the subject of reparations in particular, is whether any of your regressive callers support the fact that Japanese Americans were paid reparations for their internment during World War II, and if they support that or don't support that. Why the change or you know, they'll obviously say, yeah, I don't support. I doubt many of them would dare say that they do not support the fact that the Japanese Americans received reparations.
So Eric, let me say this, man, because this is why I'm gonna really tighten up more on CJ. I've got a whole list of things that we're gonna be talking about today that was planned out. And in it was not reparations. And sure. And so when somebody like CJ calls and changes the whole subject and the plan of what we are going to be talking about on the show this morning, that I got up at 4 o'clock in the morning and laid out to somehow allow that to be changed by somebody who calls in is what's at the root of why it frustrates me and why I don't want to get into the whole conversation about what happened with the reparations with the Japanese sure, or any sure. of those things. Well, I know the history of that.
Well, I think it's an example. The two of us talk about, you know, we try to talk about the ways we hope we can move America in the direction of solving problems. And it's this is the kind of hand grenade that gets thrown into every one of the discussions where we might actually talk about child daycare, health care. We might talk about appropriate kinds of regulations, regulation by the government that works, things that are important. And then we have a hand grenade dropped in the room, which is a totally extraneous yeah. issue. And this is typical. I mean, it could be some other social issue. It could be reparations. Reparations is like a very fringe topic, very fringe topic.
Well, and that's on me because when CJ calls and does that, and I know that he's not going to stick on topic, then, you know, there's a reason why the other hosts have shut him off. And maybe that's what I'll start doing. Thank you very much for the call, Eric. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I actually did want to talk about the Supreme Court judge as well, the race, but I just wanted to say that real quickly about that. I am all for reparations in one form or another, and it's not going to be a fringe subject going forward in this nation for sure.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, so, I would like to say also real quickly, regressive callers, regressive people like to talk about how the don't say gay is not in the Florida bill. The word slavery is nowhere to be found in the Constitution. to draw a parallel to that
okay.
argument is silly.
All so, right.
Real quickly about the race, I wanted to say that Judge Protasiewicz speaking out, there's a big distinction between what the Supreme Court justices do federally. You know, they're appointed, not elected. So when they go in front of the Senate, they only couch their answers so that they can get Senate votes. There's no legal repercussions, except, of course, if they voice out something and they state it, if they're going to vote a certain way. But they're elected in Wisconsin. They're not appointed. And so basically it comes down to she states her legal opinion on something when asked, and that's honest and that's honorable. If you don't like it, don't vote for her. If you like it, vote for her. I mean, it's as clear as that. There's nothing she's done. It's just they're trying to create some sort of parallel between the Supreme Court, you know, of the United States and this, but they are appointed, they're elected in Wisconsin. There is no legal issue with her saying, I support this legally, because she's a legal scholar. She understands the law and she finds it, you know, something that should be changed. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. So if you don't like it, don't vote for it, but there's no argument for the illegality of it.
Hey, Eric.
Thank you very much.
Well said, man. Thank you very much for the call. Sandy, you want to respond quickly? Oh,
no,
we
no.
got to go to break.
No,
yeah, go to break. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Guys, we'll be right back. But the phone line's lit up. So.
There's only love in the dark. Nothing I can say. A total eclipse of the heart. A total eclipse of the heart. Turn on bright eyes. Turn
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The five former Memphis police officers charged in the death of Tyree Nichols go to court today to formally face charges over his beating death.
This is the first time we're seeing those five former police officers in person in court after the beating death of Tyree Nichols. Their arraignment this morning are for charges of second-degree murder, aggravated assault, aggravated kidnapping, and official misconduct.
ABC Steve Osunsami, three fire department personnel, and one additional police officer have also been fired. A suspect is in custody and under investigation for two shootings in 2 days of Jewish men leaving synagogues in Los Angeles. It's a travel mess for international flights into and out of New York City's JFK Airport. Terminal 1, which handles international flights, suffered a power outage. And for a second day, flights canceled or diverted to other runways or even other airports like Boston, Newark, or Dulles outside of Washington, D.C. This is ABC News.
Push our button, and we might just push yours. Civic Media.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio. There's a line President Joe Biden likes to use. Don't tell me your values. Show me your budget, and I'll tell you your values. You look at what Governor Tony Evers just proposed for a state budget, and you see he values kids, their education, their health and well-being. He values Main Street businesses, rural internet access, attracting young families to live and work here, and tax cuts for most of us. Republicans said it was a budget devoid of reality, but here's the reality. Republicans took most of last year off as a paid vacation because, in their view, life is good enough for them and their donors, and if other problems don't get solved or other opportunities are lost, so what? They've sat on billions of dollars in surplus that could already be helping Wisconsin kids, businesses, and workers. But that would mean they'd have to show up for work as well. Join me for Up North News Radio. Weekday mornings, 6 to 8.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it, but of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen Monday through Friday from 2 to 3. It's Dueling Tangents.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
It takes too long to get into my songs.
Your songs start with certain repetitive... there we go. Now we got something going.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us. So now I got to figure out how much time in between before we actually get to the lyrics of the song.
Yeah, you're going to have to tell them where to break into the song.
Yeah. Well, that's more work than I want to do, Sandy. Welcome back. It's the Earl Ingram Show. You can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789, Texas. That same number. Let's go to Al from Milwaukee. Good morning, Al. How you doing? You say what?
I'm doing great, and good morning to both of you. I just want to point out something that you tend to forget. You were head coach for over 20 years. You made a game plan, and some parent is in the audience yelling at you because their kid is not getting enough playing time.
Right.
Do you change your game plan?
No.
You go ahead and do what you plan to do. You win the game, and then all of a sudden that parent is, oh, you're the best coach in the world. I did it for 49 years. Stick with the plan, man.
Hey,
y'all have a good day.
Al, well said. Thank you very much for the call. Sandy, would you say it was well said?
Yeah, well said.
Yeah, and it needed to be said.
Stick with the plan, Stan.
Yeah. Let's go to David from Mequon. Hey, good morning, David. How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Really quickly, you know, in regards with the Supreme Court, I think it would be very interesting, and what makes your radio show different from all the other radio shows is that you do have diversity of thoughts, be it conservative, liberal, moderate, you know, what have you. I do think it would be good, though. Now, you had candidate Mitchell on a couple of times. I think it would be interesting to have the other side of the aisle, be it Kelly or Daryl, on your show and have your, you know, the callers call in and ask them questions. Because at the end of the day, the previous caller is correct. This is an election where the people are the ones electing who's going to go on the Supreme Court in the state. It's not being, you know, hand-picked by, you know, like we have in the Senate with the Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court. So that being the case, and I've actually, if I had a vote for between the two liberal justices, I'm much more impressed with Mitchell than I am with Janet Protasiewicz, just listening to him. That being the case, obviously, I would more than likely still vote conservative, but I think it's imperative that people do get to hear from these individuals directly, because they do have an impact on all of us, on the rulings within the state potentially.
So David.
So just throwing that out there.
So, David, yes. You know me, and you know that I am a person who reaches out for conservatives and Republicans.
Yep.
I don't just reach out for Democrats. I reach out to them. I give them opportunities. And they're not willing to come on these airwaves because their strength is in conservative talk radio. And you understand that because they are able to use the platforms of conservative talk radio, have been successful for conservatives. And, you know, many times I reached out to Ron Johnson in the last election. I reached out to Tim Michaels. They're not going to come on my radio show. So, you know, and we understand why. So your point is valid, but it's not like I don't reach out to him, David.
Okay.
All right.
No, I just, you know, I just think that, you know, I think the people, you know, to make a really a good determination, though, I think it's a shame that's the way it works. And I do know this, that the same thing kind of plays on conservative radio where, you know, I've not heard Mitchell on the conservative airways and I haven't Protasiewicz on the conservative airways.
But, you know, the difference is I reach out to them. They don't respond.
Right.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for the call.
I can't say for sure. Okay.
You can't say what for sure quickly, David. All right. Tom from L.A. Quickly, Tom. Thank you for
yeah, waiting. Earl. Not Dave, but other conservative callers that call in are so disingenuous, and they're so unbelievable because one, I think we all know where the Republicans stand on their points, and I'm sure they've talked about being what they would call pro-life, which I call pro-government's right to choose on issues. So let's stop all of this craziness with Protasiewicz or whoever, you know, telling their views. In fact, I find it kind of refreshing that they actually tell the views. So that way a person knows that they're not lying, and when they get in there, you can hold them to account, especially when it comes to things like maps. Maps is a huge thing in Wisconsin. It's the way that the conservatives have been able to take over the legislature for the past, you know, years. And you know what? That's a pretty important thing, I think, for people to know. Is how you're going to, you know, are you going to do fair maps? And fair maps means that it's not going to the progressive side of the ledger. It means fair maps. Draw a square. There's a fair map. You know what I mean? Rather than having it the way they have it right now in Wisconsin. So I just hope, you know, again, if Republicans are spewing it, they're doing it. And again, they try to come in on the show and say, oh, well, what about the Democrats doing that? They're doing it. They are such they're such projectionists. I can't even take it.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much.
You guys have a great weekend.
Yeah, thank you. Likewise. You know, Sandy, so we wanted to, and you and I early on in this, we wanted to have a dialogue and a conversation about why people don't trust the government anymore. And so how did that happen? And in your assessment,
well, you know,
what happened?
Well, you know, I think this train accident, you know, the discussion after the train accident all centered around why aren't trains being regulated the way they should be? And conservatives and liberals alike were attacking the notion that they weren't properly regulated, which, of course, regulation of trains is a government function for regulation. And I think what's happened is that ever since Reagan and then Grover Norquist and the general attack on government as the problem, there's been an effort to vilify government and to strip it of resources and money. And by stripping it of resources and money, these regulatory agencies have been forced to come up with streamlined forms of regulation, which basically means getting out of the way of the industries that they regulate. So we had the FAA and the Dreamliner fiasco with Boeing, where we find out that the FAA, based on streamlining its process, had handed over to Boeing a whole bunch of testing that could have been done by the government, but we said, no, we'll let the people building this aircraft test it, and then they can report to us. And then we found out after the fact that that process failed, and it actually hurt Boeing a great deal. Boeing would have been better off with rigorous testing to make sure that the Dreamliner they were building was going to work adequately instead of suffering billions of dollars of loss as the result of it. We have the vaccine problem during COVID, and we have a general erosion in confidence in the FDA. And over the years, the FDA, which regulates our food and drugs, I mean, the American market for food and drugs is the gold standard in the world, or was. The European Union is rapidly overtaking us with their form of rock-solid regulation and the belief in the trust in the regulation. But, you know, we have the leading financial markets in the world because of our financial regulation. We have the leading faith in food and drugs because of our food and drug regulation. The FAA is supposed to regulate we have the EPA. One of the main things that callers will talk about if they want to be very critical of business in China is they talk about the smog in Beijing and, you know, look how they're poisoning the world. Well, that's because they don't have an adequate EPA process. And yet here in America, the conservatives can't strip the EPA of its powers rapidly enough. OSHA. OSHA is there to protect workers, but it gets in the way of lots of businesses. And so there's been an ongoing effort to strip back OSHA standards. So, you know, the government is there to protect not just the things that it's protecting, but the reputation of the industries that are being regulated. And because of the failure of government, those reputations are being damaged greatly. That train in Ohio was 12,000 feet long. Clearly, there was a failure of regulation with respect to the regulation of the safety of that train. And that's a government function that failed. We can look at all kinds of things, and the mistrust of government is largely because when FEMA was unable to respond to hurricane and flooding disasters during the Bush administration because we had basically allowed FEMA to fall into disrepair in its capacity to respond. We're now watching Turkey. We can see what happens in autocratic, corrupt countries because, you know, when there's a big earthquake in Turkey, their FEMA apparatus fails inutterably.
You know, Sandy, when you talk about the train in Palestine and what took place there, the more you read about it, you realize that, you know, the regulations were eased on the company to address the braking systems because the company said it was costing them too much money. So these are the kinds of things that we're talking about. The company and it had politicians ease those regulations because they said the braking systems that should have been regulated and set to protect the people.
Mm-hmm.
That was too much money. Here's a prime example. Big Oil's trade group allies outspent clean energy groups by a whopping 27 times with billions in ads and lobbying to keep fossil fuels flowing.
I mean,
I mean that's the stuff we're talking about.
Yeah, before we went on the air, you said, why does this happen? I said, well, because they can. You know, there are two audiences for a regulatory agency. There's the industry being regulated and there's the general public. And the industry being regulated is the audience that the regulatory agency has the most occasion to interface with, all right? They interface every day, all the time, with the industry they're regulating, and they have the possibility and the probability of getting quite cozy with them. And so it's very important to maintain an arm's length approach between the regulatory agency and the industry being regulated in order to make sure that it's adequately handled. But of course, in industry, it's very inconvenient to be regulated, and it obviously adds to expense. And so, you know, you have almost every industry that would prefer to be unregulated and prefer to be underregulated and prefer to be regulated in a manner that doesn't cost money. We should remember that automobile recalls are the result of the Consumer Product Safety Commission and regulation at the government level that have basically forced automobile manufacturers to be careful enough about the safety of their automobiles to recall them. There are all kinds of examples. And so, you know, when Tom is right, money in politics and the effect of money has, one, stripped the resources of regulatory agencies, and two, has put lots of pressure on the regulatory agencies to go easy on the industries being regulated, which, of course, is the impetus. They have the general public interest and the industry interest, and the industry doesn't clearly recognize the importance to it of being able to tell the public it's adequately regulated.
You know, Sandy, 350 or 25 or so million Americans, and we come in on the back end of all of these things because the regulations are there to protect us, and yet we're losing out. We're losing the battle. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back. Yeah, I mean.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Douglas LaFollette, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Good to be here, Mike. Across the country, in most every state, the Secretary of State is the person who is in charge of the election. And we've seen lots of hanky-panky in Florida back during the Al Gore elections, in Ohio and Georgia and Arizona and Michigan.
We appreciate you coming around, sir.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit wesaysaveit.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Bright sunshine expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 26. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight. Lows level off around 21. High temperatures reach up to 39 tomorrow. A blend of clouds and sun. A dusting of snow Sunday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 13.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Sandy, so Donald Trump, he's the guy that just won't go away, right?
He's a bad penny.
The one thing you can say for sure about him, he has staying power, right?
He's got legs.
Yep. and so he knows. You got to give him credit, man. You said this several years ago. I remember you saying that people are talking about how dumb he was, and you said, well, he's not really.
No, I mean, he's certainly a genius, a Madison Avenue type genius. He understands how to play the strings in the PR game to stoke up interest, right? So he's figured out interest is interest, whether it's negative or positive. So long as he's in the news every day, Donald Trump will be a factor. And he's definitely figured out, you know, only recently has he gotten to the point where he's not in the news every day.
Well, you know, here's why we're still talking about Donald Trump. And I'm wondering if you know, because I believe Donald Trump's going to get the nomination. And there may be people who think that I'm nuts. And they're talking about Ron DeSantis. You know, and I understand why Republicans want Ron DeSantis. Because they know if Donald Trump gets the nomination, you know, there's a good chance that he's not going to survive.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can clearly point to Ron DeSantis and say, hey, this guy he's Trump-esque, you know, but he can be, you know, he's a guy who doesn't have the warts that Trump has, but he's talking like Trump. Well, if they wind up with 16 nominees like they did 6 years ago, Sandy. The reason Donald Trump became the president and got the nomination.
They were so fractionalized. Yeah, you're right.
Well, that's kind of the way it's going to be now. When Nikki Haley jumps in, you can rest assured Mike Pence is going to jump in.
Oh, yeah.
You can rest assured that all these other people. I mean, even if you know you don't have a snowball's chance of hell in winning, Sandy. To run for president of the United States gives you low cachet, right?
Sure. I mean, they're going to have a bunch of candidates. There's no
okay.
doubt about it.
So if they got all these candidates who all get 5%, 10%, Donald Trump still has this solid 35%.
Right.
And the people in the know on the Republican side, they know that. That's their worst fear, that Donald Trump is going to get his
I think there are plenty of Republican Party leaders, at least, who hope that this grand jury in Georgia or the Merrick Garland investigation in Washington, one of these things will turn up enough to make it impossible for Trump to run. Because I think you're right. If he runs, he's a huge problem. He could very likely get the nomination and be a more probable loser than anyone else they could run. Or he won't get the nomination and he'll run as an independent, which, of course, he's already started that process of sort of saying, look, I'm not going to back the Republican candidate if it's not me. At least don't count on it. So he's already started to play that card.
And you and I know, and others, he's still got that 35%. They'll follow him to his grave. Right? It doesn't matter. They love Donald Trump. He's their guy. They don't see anything in Donald Trump's portfolio that disqualifies him.
Well, here's my issue with Trump, more than just the persona that Trump is that Trump, in many respects, reduces politics to the reparations discussion that we had when we got totally distracted after CJ's call for a good 45 minutes. So, you know, here on this show, we try to talk about real issues and real things that matter. And the problem is, as soon as we start talking about Trump, we don't talk about issues at all. Trump, almost his entire presidency, was able to avoid the discussion of any fundamental issue by just all of the hyperbole that Trump dealt with in foreign affairs and a love letter with Kim Jong-un and the craziness that went on kept us from, you know, the news all bit on that. It was like the chum you throw in the water to catch a fish. You know, you throw chum out there and the fish get active and then you hope they go for the bait. And as far as I'm concerned, the Trump political process is just chum. It's just chum in the water, designed for everyone to just jump and go wild over stuff that doesn't really matter. And it's allowed his base, for instance, to ignore their personal interest and to embrace the sort of social, emotional issues that Trump represents.
He still has the staying power. That's the part of it. You know, he had 4 years. And so he had 4 years, and normally those kind of people disappear. He has not. But listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.
Do we have a call?
Wisconsin's spring primary election is Tuesday, February 21st, and your local Civic Media radio station will be tracking the results.
Special live coverage starts at 7 p.m., and News Director Terry Bell, with a team of political experts, will be following which candidates, both local and in the state Supreme Court race, move on to April.
Spring primary election coverage live, Tuesday, February 21st, starting at 7, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
What is dadication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV